All right, what's going on to the Vital Life Podcast? I'm your host, Luke Longo, a molecular biologist. And this episode, I am going to be teaching you how to do whatever you want and how to learn how to do almost anything if it is physically possible. If someone has done it, likely you can do it. There are a lot of things that you can actually learn how to do. And honestly, like, this is something I use myself to figure out anything, to learn anything. If you want to become someone who knows, who can figure out how to do anything, how to learn anything, how to get good, how to get great, how to become an expert, a master at anything, I think it's time to hop into it. But first, we can't hop into anything if you haven't clicked that subscribe button on Apple and Spotify podcasts. Follow me on the Instagram. And let me tell you something. Also, if you want to put this on your Instagram page and put this and be like, yo, I now know how to do everything, I'd appreciate that. With that being said, now let's hop into it. Oh, thanks. Hey, thanks for that sponsorship. I'm sure it's the same one that has been on here endlessly. It's been like 6 months with the same. Come on now. Okay. Besides that, how do you learn how to do anything? Well, there's a multiple steps. And if I go into all of them in this podcast episode, I will likely destroy your brain. And that's not what I'm trying to do. So I'm going to put the one of my favorites. I'm going to do a bunch of these. So calm down. Calm down. I know you're like, what the clickbait? No, calm down. I'm going to put a bunch of these out. This is going to be the first of many on how to learn anything. The first step to learning how to do anything is understanding the process of iteration. All right? Iteration. What does that word mean? Well, when you iterate, iteration is the idea. Let's pull it up on Google. Let's pull up iteration on Google. Because I know what it means for me. All right. On Google, iteration means the repetition of a process or utterance. That's not very useful, in my opinion. So let's put some words, put some stories, put some concepts to the idea, to the word of iteration. I look at iteration, again, the Google as a process. A process and where you're constantly making small, minute adjustments to increase the effectiveness of what you're doing. All right. If you're riding, learning how to ride a bike, you get on the bike, odds are you put your right foot on the bike and then your left foot falls off and you're like, oh, what the heck is this? Two wheels? How am I supposed to get this rolling by itself? Right? You're learning how to ride a bike. You get on the bike a second time. You start pedaling a little bit and you're like, okay, when I go faster, it becomes easier. Maybe you're not even thinking this. Your body just intuitively understands this. And then you get on the third time. You're like, well, if I use my hands and start to steer a little bit and pedal at the same time, I'm getting a little bit better. And oh, you fell off. All right. And then the fourth time you hop on, you steer a little bit, you're pedaling, you're getting kind of far and you're still wobbling with your arms a little bit, but you're getting better. You're getting better. You're getting better. A day goes by. You stop that fourth time. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to do this again. Now a day goes by and you're like, you know, I'm going to try to ride the bike, again. I'm going to hop back on the bike and see how I can do. Your body now has adapted to the actual mechanics of riding a bike. When you went to bed, your body has adapted to the mechanics of riding the bike. This is just what happens. When you actually do something physical, your body will adapt how to do that physical thing after you go to bed. So it's likely you can only improve a certain amount with a physical exercise, physical task, after you've had gone to sleep. So there's a certain threshold that you'll hit in the day, the same day, you likely won't improve that much after like 4 or 5 hours. You'll probably be just where you were at 2 hours. You go to sleep though, and you come back at it the next day, you're likely to be a lot, lot better because your brain has been able to synchronize those neurons, fortify those connections, and do all the biology stuff. And then now you go back on that second day. You hop on the bike and you way outblow that the first day. you get a lot farther. You keep pedaling, you keep pedaling, you're riding, you're getting comfortable, you're getting comfortable. And you're like, hey, look at this. And then you kind of fall off a little bit. And then you go for a sixth time, right? You're riding, you're pedaling, you're going faster now. You're not just like, you're going a lot faster. You're pedaling a lot harder. You're steering a lot better. You're doing all the things that you're doing. You're actually getting the hang of it. And then you're like, oh, this is kind of nice. And you just stop, right? You just stop. You hop off. Another day goes by. You're riding, you're pedaling, you're going farther. You're actually getting a hang of it. You're starting to do everything that you need to actually learn how to ride a bike. You're putting two wheels. You're on two wheels and you're going straight and you're balancing. You're going fast. You're going fast and you're going, and then you're going too fast. And now you have a turn and you just collapse. You just smash on the ground, skid your knee. You're bleeding. You're hurt. You're injured. All of these things have just happened to you. What are you going to do now? What? You've fallen off the bike. You've scraped your knee. You're gushing blood. You've bammed your elbow. You might have even fractured your wrist because you were going too fast, too soon. And it's okay to go too fast, too soon, but just know you're going to crash. You're going too fast, too soon. A car pulled out in front of you. You had to make a quick turn. You flipped off the bike, smashed your knee on the ground, fractured your wrist, got your elbow all cut open. And you're bleeding everywhere. And you're just sitting there on the ground. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Are you never going to hop back on that bike? Are you never going to try and do it again? You were doing so well. You were doing so well. You had control. You were getting used to it. You're getting into the flow. Just because you almost ran into a car and you flipped off your bike doesn't mean you need to stop riding your bike. Just because one time you crashed the bike really hard, harder than you ever have before, doesn't mean you're done. It just means you weren't ready for it. It just means there was more things for you to learn. More things for you to iterate on. More things for you to continue doing. Up until this process, all the times, all the days where you spent your first, second through your ninth time riding the bike, all of those days leading up to the crash, you were iterating. You were redoing something to get better and better slowly and slowly and slowly. Iteration is a slow, slow, slow process. You need to understand that. You can't expect to be riding the bike on the first day like a maniac, like you've been doing it for years. Iteration is a slow product. You want to create something, the first product you make, it's going to suck ass. It's not going to be good. I'm telling you right now. The first time I tried to make my pre-workout, I almost had a heart attack because I had these ingredients in there and I could have very easily been like, oh yeah, I'm dying. I'm never going to do this. I didn't. I just was like, well, I got to figure something out. And I did. I iterated my product. I did it one time. I made one. I tried a new thing twice. I tried a third thing. I kept recreating the product, testing it on myself, being slow. I did not want to hop on that bike and start riding 100 miles per hour and then pull out, and then a car pulls out in front of me and flip off the bike and probably like go straight into the car. That's not what I wanted to do. That's not what you should want to do. You should not want to be jumping into something and then 5 minutes later going 100 miles per hour. That's not how this works. There's no reason to want to do that. Iteration is a slow, enjoyable process. That's how I look at iteration. What iteration actually is you making slow, small changes, tweaks, adjustments, recreating the product, putting that left foot on the pedal after that right foot's down, getting there for 1 second, the next time, getting on for 2 seconds. Sometimes you might not even have to think about what adjustments you're making. Your body would just correct them. A lot of times in physical activities, you don't even think about the adjustments you need to make. You just intuitively do them. But you are making small, slow adjustments. That is what iteration is. Take it slow. Take it slow mentally. You can make the adjustments rapidly and you can have rapid improvement. But just because you're doing rapid improvement and rapid trials, you're not trying to throw your rapid product into a 100 mile per hour zone. You're not trying to do that. Instead, you're just having, instead of having you go from first time riding the bike to 100 miles per hour, you just have 30 kids riding the bike. You have 30 kids trying to ride the bike their first time doing something slightly different. And then you have those 30 kids ride it a second time doing something slightly different. That's what rapid iteration looks like. That's what rapid iteration look like. It does not mean you're doing it in time super, super, super fast. You just have multiple things that you're trying to change at once. You're not trying to go into the 100 mile per hour bike ride. Don't expect to do that. There's no reason to want to hop on that 100 mile per hour bike ride. Okay? There's no reason for that. We're going to go back into the kid that fell off his bike and we're going to adjust and we're going to figure out what he should do now that he's profusely bleeding, fractured wrist. We're going to talk about that. For right now, I want you to fully grasp the idea of iteration, of slowly improving on what you need to do, slowly improving on what you're trying to do. It's a slow process. Every time around, though, every time you do it once, every time you do it twice, you get better and you can notice those improvements. It's kind of like a graph, right? Imagine a graph. You have an X and Y axis and the line just going directly up the middle, right? That's like, imagine that. And now you take that line and instead of going directly at the middle, you start at the bottom left, and you start to go up, 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 diagonally, and you come down. And then you're like, okay, you got to retrace. You start to go up, 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 up. You go even higher than before and you come back down and you just retrace. You're just slowly trending upwards. You're slowly getting better at what you're trying to do. You're slowly iterating. You're slowly improving. Iteration is small improvements, small adjustments over time. That eventually, if you do it long enough, you will get exponential growth in your skills. You will get exponentially better at what you're trying to do because you have the foundation that you created over those long, long, long years you spent iterating. Those years might be long, but they're so fruitful because you might put in 5 years of hard, hard work, but you don't have another 5 years to go. You might only have 1 year to go. There is a blast off moment. There is a blast off moment. If you just continue iterating slowly and effectively and you're persistent in doing it, you will hit a moment where you blast off and you blast through and you take flight. You're exponentially growing in your skill now because you iterated perfectly. You iterated enough to the point where you could start to take flight. It's like you're looking at a linear line and it just goes straight up. And then you start to zoom out on the graph. It looked like it went straight up. And now you went straight up. You zoom out of the graph. And now you start trending diagonally again. But the graph is bigger. And you just continue doing this. There is always room for iterations. You just have to figure out where you're actually supposed to put your time, supposed to put your effort, supposed to change, where you need to make adjustments, where you need to make improvements. I'm going to give you an example from my life. That is how I look at iteration. My life, I have spent the last 2 years improving my character, iterating on myself, actually, as crazy as it sounds, trying to make changes in myself slowly. But surely, slowly, but surely, I'm going to add this into my life. I'm going to take this out of my life. Okay, well, I'm going to bring that other thing back into my life because it wasn't as bad as I thought, and I actually enjoy it. But I'm going to add another thing. I'm going to add 6 more things. Oh, calm down. I'm taking those 6 more things out. I'm going to do 3 this time. This is what iteration looks like in your life. You're going to start to try and do, you want to learn how to dance? You're going to start with the basics. Once you get the basics down, you're going to start with the next level. I know it seems so simple, but if you don't understand the idea that it's a slow process, you're going to be that kid that tried to run or tried to bike 100 miles per hour and then a car pulls out in front of them. If you try to dive head into it and you start to get good and you're expecting to be great, you're going to be that kid on the 100 mile per hour bike that flips off their bike. All right. Once this happens, I'm not saying if this happens, likely this is going to happen to you because it is common to all of us. Once you hop on that bike and you start going 100 miles per hour and you flip off, because it's going to happen to all of us, you flip off, you scrape your elbow, you're profusely bleeding, you fractured your wrist, you're sitting there, your eyes are all cut up, your face hurts, smash your face on the ground. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're the kid that just fell off trying to learn how to ride a bike. You are going to get up. I'm not saying you need to ride the bike today. I'm not saying you need to ride the bike tomorrow. But you need, if you want to do this thing, you need to take a step back and you need to assess, why did you fall off the bike? Why did you flip off the bike? What made you start to think that you could go 100 miles per hour? Yes, you might have been comfortable doing what you were doing, but you literally just flipped off a bike. And so you need to calm down. Just calm down. Everything's okay. It's just time to iterate. That's all it is. It's time to iterate. Take a break. Heal those wounds. Go clean up your elbow. Go put that cast on that arm, right? You broke your wrist. We'll put that cast on your arm. Wait 6 weeks. If you're just crazy, go ahead, hop back on the bike with a cast. I don't think that's a good idea. This is going to happen to all of us. You're going to crash. Hopefully you don't burn. If you do burn, go put some water on yourself. Go jump in a pool because you still got more iterations to do. You still have more things to improve on. If you want to do the thing that you're going to do, then just do it slowly. If you want to, after you've crashed and burned and you're like, maybe this is like good enough. This is not something I would suggest thinking. All right. Likely, if you started doing something in the first place, you want it to be more than good enough, or else you wouldn't have started doing it because you're probably good enough when you started. If you want to be great at something, take a step back, you know, really figure out, is this something that is happening in 1 year, in 2 years? What is the reward of this thing? Is this something that I would love to be able to do? Are there reasons that I shouldn't be doing this? If the reason that you shouldn't be trying something is because you want to sit on the couch and be lazy, yeah, go get your ass and go iterate. But if the reason that you can't do something is because there's actual real things that are going on in your life that you won't be able to do this for a little while, that's understandable. You just crashed right there because you're no longer able to do it. You need to understand, though, that you can always come back to it. You can always come back to the bike just because you've fallen off the bike. Go heal your wounds. Go clean up your elbow. You've fallen off doesn't mean you can't get back on. Likely what it means is you need to get back on. You need to go back and iterate. You need to continue because you were able to ride 100 miles per hour for a little bit. Think about that. You were able to get far enough and get fast enough to gain enough speed to be able to be going that fast in the first place. Likely you're onto something. Likely you should go back and try to do it again. Assess what got you there. Figure out what you can do to change. Figure out what little improvements you can make. I am going to go into, on another episode, how to find those little improvements. So if you want to know that, look for that. So if you want to know where and how to figure out those little improvements, I'm going to put out another episode. I'm going to end it with the fact that if you learn how to iterate and make small improvements and you just continue to do this despite the feelings that you get, forget about the emotions, forget about the feelings. Those feelings are coming from a place of ego. They're coming from a place of, I can't do it, so I'm frustrated and I think I'm worse. You're not worse off. Nobody has ever started doing anything being an expert. And if they have, they're lying to you. They're lying to you. You don't just start off being an expert. If someone's got a natural talent, likely it's because they've been building that talent over the years that they've grown up. It's not because they came out of the womb playing the violin. They came out of the womb being an amazing public speaker. It's because they've built up this up through their life experience. So put this iteration maybe second or third on the priorities. You don't have to make it a first priority. You don't have to. But if you're constantly improving, it'll just take a little bit longer if it's not a higher up on the priority list. It's going to take a little bit longer. That doesn't mean it's not possible. That doesn't mean you're going to make insane improvements in the time that you put in. Because if you put in 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes of true effort of useful practice. If you put in 20 minutes a day of real practice where you're assessing your action, there's a word for this and it's just dawning on me. I cannot think of this word. There's a word for it. I don't know. Something practice. If you're putting in good practice of like or actual real practice and you're assessing what you're doing afterwards, then you're going to be making so much more progress than you could even imagine. And you're only going to be doing it 20 minutes. If you start practicing the right way, you're going to make so much more progress. This episode is getting long. So I am going to end it here. You're that kid that fell off the bike. Clean your wounds. Figure out what it is you need to do next. Don't think anything about it because it happens to all of us. We all crash. The ones who get back up on the bike are the ones who end up becoming masters at whatever they're trying to do. All right. You want to be a master, you're going to have to get back on that bike. Thank you for listening to this amazing Vital Life podcast. If you want to share this on your story, it's really easy if you're listening to it on Spotify. I would really appreciate that if you go on your Instagram and you'd be like, yo, this thing, this kid, this guy, this molecular biologist, goated. Put it on your Instagram story. I'd really appreciate that. You don't have to. But how else am I going to grow the podcast? How else are you going to be able to share it? Please help me out by sharing the podcast with anyone and everyone. You don't have to do anything, really. The only thing you got to do, subscribe to Apple and Spotify podcasts and go follow the Instagram. And as always, go iterate and go live that vital life. Thank you.